Hello, it's Fake News Phil, coming to you from either side of the Soviet States of America once again. So I've had a busy week with Thanksgiving, a lot of family in town. But I was able to put together a short little presentation about the 1983 barracks bombing in Beirut. So let's take a look at it. So first of all, got a little confusing, and I had to sort things out because as I typed in 1983 barracks bombing, I got all these images from the embassy bombing, where the local Marines and the American Marines also had to assist with the embassy bombing that happened in April of 1983. So this is 6 months before the barracks bombing. And here you see the facade of the embassy that had in Beirut, the American embassy that has been blown away, that has been collapsed. I'm here to tell you that all embassy bombings are hoaxed. Every single one. By hoaxed, I mean there's nobody in the building. They do a controlled demolition. Nobody gets hurt. And this embassy bombing here in Beirut in 1983 was the same thing. The Marines are on scene to do a drill. They're doing a drill. And so 6 months after this embassy bombing here, I think 13 people were killed in this. They told us 13 people were killed. And then they had this barracks bombing at the Marine base there in Beirut. So look at all the twisted metal and all the collapsed concrete. A huge bomb went off. They told us it was ammonium nitrate. It was a suicide bomber. And whenever they use the term ammonium nitrate, you know it's just bullshit. Okay. Here are the Marines going through the rubble trying to find some survivors from the barracks. So my question is, if the embassy had just been bombed 6 months earlier, shouldn't these Marines have been on high alert? I mean, how in the world were they taken by surprise 6 months later? Oh, we're surprised. It's like, no, they just bombed the embassy 6 months earlier. You should have been on high alert. There's no way they would have been surprised. And I think so. A lot of these images, I think this is from the embassy bombing in April. And you know, they're what are they doing here? They're removing some guy. You know, there's nothing wrong with them. Okay, there's no broken bones. Okay, this guy's got no injury on him. Okay, so this looks kind of laughable. And I think this is another evacuation from the embassy. And you got some guys here doing their action figure poses. But you zoom into this guy on the stretcher, and I see some ripped pants here, but ripped pants doesn't equal injury. I don't see any injury on that guy. And here's some more images from the embassy bombing. And again, you got some guy under a blanket here, but that didn't prove anything. Carrying something under a blanket doesn't prove anything. Oh, and then the Marine barracks, if you type in images for the Marine barracks, what you're going to get is this iconic image. This is the poster child of the evacuation of the Marine barracks bombings. It's some black guy who's on his stomach being evacuated from the supposedly evacuated from the rubble. But as you can see, he doesn't have any injury. There's no broken bones. They didn't even put fake blood on him. They put gray ash on this guy, just like they're putting gray ash on people in Gaza right now, okay, and pretending to rescue them from the rubble, right? And here's another shot of the embassy in 1983, 6 months before the barrack bombing. And this is the barracks, the Marine barracks. You can see the thick concrete that was used. Hi, Patty. So you can see the thick concrete that was used, and there's no way this could have been demolished by an ammonium nitrate bomb, right? So You can see they're looking busy here going through the rubble, but as you can see, there's nobody injured. And then we get a stage scene here from the Marine barracks. This is a French soldier supposedly helping somebody in the rubble. You see that? There's a hand sticking out. But this is, as you can see, this is an obvious stage photograph. And, you know, there's a... They put somebody climbed into the rubble and stuck his hand out here, and they did this photograph, right? So that's just laughable right there. And this guy did an interview 40 years after the bombing. Manny Simmons is his name. And I think this is the guy here that we see in this image here. You see where he's laying on his stomach there? I think that's Manny Simmons right there. And this is him 40 years later doing an interview on NBC Today. And somebody got photos of the bomb that went off at the barracks. So it looked like the Hiroshima, but it's got two different colors of the stock. See that you got the dark portion and you got the white portion. It looks like the Hiroshima mushroom cloud. The guy said it looked like a tactical nuke. There's another image of the bomb that went off at the Marine barracks. You can see the little identifiable plume of a mushroom cloud there. This is supposedly an ammonium nitrate bomb. Yeah, bullshit. This is just a conventional bomb. Probably the same thing they dropped on Hiroshima, right? They dropped a probably conventional bomb, firebombed it. So here's more rubble from the Marine barracks. You see the whole barracks was reduced to complete rubble. There's no way an ammonium nitrate bomb. This is just like Timothy McVeigh in the Oklahoma City bombing. Impossible. Totally impossible. What's it? More. It completely reduced it to rubble. Right? An ammonium nitrate bomb. Here's some more Marines pretending to go through the rubble. Again, these buildings are empty when they do this shit, and so they're just in there pretending to rescue people. And is this the? Here's another photo of the embassy that was bombed 6 months before the barracks, and so the Marines at the barracks should have been on high alert, right? Here's a guy I think at the embassy pretending to rescue somebody. This is a stage photo, and. What is this? Here's some guys. This is at the Marine barracks, and they are removing a corpse. But as you can see, it's covered by a tarp. You can't see anything underneath there. That is an easily faked photograph. Here we got another one from the barracks bombing. See, there are some French people, 18 French people that also died at the barracks bombing. And so you had some French paratroopers in there, perpetrating the hoax also. Again, they're carrying a blanket, and you're supposed to think there's a body underneath that blanket, but there's not. And here's some Lebanese volunteers that are helping to remove the bodies, but it's just a blanket. You don't know what's underneath that tarp, right? Another image, I already showed you that. Here's Reagan walking past the 13 coffins of the first embassy bombing in April of 83. I don't know why this video, this picture doesn't prove anything. I just put it in there just for shits and giggles. What's this one? On here's this is the October 25th. So this is the Marine barracks bombing, and as you can see, that doesn't, this picture doesn't prove anything. It's just a they're playing cowboys and Indians right here. They're playing cowboys and Indians right there. And and I wanted you to see this. Here is the ambassador. Here's the ambassador. when they bombed the embassy again in 1984, this guy supposedly was in the building, right? I mean, look at those Indians. What's that thing on his eye right there? You know, you know, there's no swelling. As you can see, there's no swelling. Or you're supposedly he got some stitches here around his mouth, but there's no swelling there. Okay, this is obviously paint on type of a moulage that they're doing here. His name was Reginald Bartholomew. And here's another photo of him. He was doing a little press conference after the embassy got bombed again in 84, you know, 6 months or sometime after they bombed the Marine barracks. I mean, this is just ridiculous, right? And so, and he's got a broken thumb. It looks like he's got a broken thumb here. So he's not putting his arm in the sleeve. And yeah, those injuries there don't look real. Okay. This guy was not in that building. He was not in that building. He's telling a whopper right here. Okay. Telling a huge whopper. Okay. So anyway, so that's what doing a fake bombing at a Marine barracks is the easiest thing to do because you're on a military base and every single one of your witnesses is controlled. Easiest thing to do. It's like, I don't even have to work very hard to prove this to be a hoax. But I just, this just goes to show that everything in the Middle East for the past 85 years has been a hoax. And this was supposedly the opening salvo of the war on terror, is what they said back in 1983. And this helped condition us that the Muslims are people that would just blow themselves up for a suicide mission. And so when 9/11 happened, we had already been conditioned through years of these news media events. And so we thought it was believable. Oh, yeah, some Muslims flew some airplanes into New York City. Oh, that totally makes sense because of events like the 83 barracks bombing had conditioned us into thinking that this is how Muslims behave. All of it is fake. All of it is fake. And we were MK Ultra'd into thinking 9/11 was real. Okay, that's what I got. A little quick check-in. I got to get back to my Thanksgiving week. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.